This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we meet a pair of sisters. 9 years ago, Gracia O'Connell and Jesenia Peterson were matched in the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska program. Jesenia still remembers her response when asked what kind of big sister she wanted.
Well, someone who likes sushi and macaroni and cheese and snowboarding and is pretty like a princess.
And I remember having the thought of, ooh, this is going to be fun. What 9-year-old wants to go and get sushi?
9 years later, the pair is closer than ever. Jesenia says Gracia has played a major role for her and filled a much-needed hole. Her dad wasn't part of her life, and her mom had to work full-time.
She's like a second mom. I call her Mima. So that's what she's in my phone. It's just a great role model for me.
But Gracia is clearly more than a second mom to Jesenia. The two seem like best friends.
Obviously, I dress like her, do my makeup like her, try to be a little minion. So she's just great.
And they're in contact all the time.
Jesenia's a great texter. I think she broke 7,000 texts 1 month. Fortunately, we have unlimited texting, so that's not a problem.
Jesenia just celebrated her 18th birthday last week, and Gracia threw her a spa party. She says it's been a joy to watch her mature into a woman, and Gracia's also done some growing herself.
One of the main rewards has been to be able to watch her evolve from her frizzy hair, and I'll have to show you a picture because... But just to watch her grow up and all the different struggles and just being able to be that person who is there for her and being able to create that safe environment certainly caused me to grow as a person.
Gracia says when she first started the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, the two would plan elaborate activities. But now, meeting up for a coffee and doing a little window shopping like they have today is more the norm. They make their way to the mall and decide to do an olive oil tasting.
Making something like that features an oil?
Yeah. Have a taste party at your house.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
The ladies are drawn in by a bottle of tomato oil.
It's got texture in it. I like it.
Okay.
Not as big of a fan. No,
I don't like tomatoes. I just, I'm kind of picky about them.
Well, I like it. So I'm going to make salsa and then you can't eat any. How about that?
Once Jesenia graduates high school this spring, she and Gracia will no longer be enlisted in the program. But Gracia says that shouldn't change anything.
I think for the most part, we often forget that we're part of the program, which is a good thing. That's kind of the goal.
The goal for all of our matches is to provide a child with a caring adult mentor that will change their life, whether that relationship lasts a year or if it lasts for their lifetime.
Lila Walker is the Anchorage Development Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska. She says almost any length of time as a big brother or sister can have a positive effect on a child. However, she says Gracia and Jesenia's 9 years together is truly a success story.
Well, she will no longer be officially matched with Gracia once she graduates. Aside from that, she will be out of the program, but we know that their relationship's going to continue. Gracia and her, they have something really special, and I think that's going to continue throughout both of their lives.
And the women couldn't concur more.
As far as Jesenia and I are concerned, she's not going anywhere. I imagine that, she's part of my life now, indefinitely.
As long as she has juice and some type of cereal, I'm going to be at her house, raiding her fridge, maybe going through her closet, I don't know, asking to borrow something.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see pictures of Jesenia and Gracia 9 years ago and today, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.